eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. After a throttling of the San Francisco 49ers by our beloved Philadelphia Eagles and a trip to the Super Bowl.
Again.
Against Andy freaking Reid. If this is a dream, Al, I never want to wake up.
It's not a dream.
I want to go straight from here to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if they win.
He died in his sleep and then now is at the pearly gates. Mm-hmm. How great is that? Ruben DeBauer is here today.
Yes,
Al Borghetti, Rhea Hughes. Rhea was there with the NovaCare guys. Ruben was in the stands, out right near the Devontae Smith grab that really wasn't a grab. Yeah. Oh, my. I told Ruben today he didn't catch it.
Yep.
Ruben didn't even know. Didn't have no idea. There is so much to talk about. I just want you to grasp exactly what happened over the past few days. Because it all started when those annoying, aggravating, and frustrating Niner fans came into this city and attempted to desecrate the Rocky statue. They even now were calling Brock Purdy Brocky.
Yep.
The only difference is, in this story, Brocky got knocked out in the first round with a right cross by Hassan Reddick. And from there, it spiraled into one of the more bizarre games you'll ever see.
It was.
And one of the most invigorating ones, because by the second half, when you realized they had no human who could throw a football, you understood that you were probably going to Arizona to try to win another championship. It happened. I don't believe it. There is so much to talk about today. And I'll also tell you at the end, even though Jalen Hurts had an ordinary game, Al, we finally saw him smile.
Yep.
Singing. We also heard him sing, hopefully for the last time. Al, he's a little pitchy.
That's all right.
But it was all in fun. The city all night has partied. I was looking at video before I came in here. Literally dancing in the streets everywhere in this city. This may be the most beloved Eagle team. It may be the best Eagle team. All we know is they're going to face Andy Reid in the Super Bowl in less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all take a moment back and let's enjoy a major victory by the Birds over the evil San Francisco 49ers.
Empty backfield. Hurts. He's looking left. He's looking right. He's pumping. He is firing the football. And it is caught by Devontae Smith at the five. Another marvelous catch. He reached up, put around, and brought it down with his right hand.
A great, great catch.
A lot of fake pressure coming. Purdy, Dak, floating in the air. Is it picked? No, hit the ground.
Francisco's doctor's looking.
Josh Johnson, the backup quarterback, is in. Brock Purdy, it looks like he's saying here that he can't throw. On that sack by Reddick. Oh, my goodness, what a turn of events.
The give goes to Sanders up the middle. Touchdown! 6 yards, Eagles lead.
Offensive line, a phenomenal job.
Johnson fakes. He's back. Reddick's got him again. Another sack for Reddick down to the 10-yard line.
18 sacks on the season for Haas Reddick.
Hurts gives it off against Sanders. Five into the end zone.
Jason Kelce. What an unbelievable job.
They go to Scott. Tries to sweep. He's at the five. He pushes forward. He is in for the touchdown. Boston Scott.
Speed. Speed kills in this game, and Boston Scott has it in abundance.
Hurts again under center. He sneaks. He pushes. He is in. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts. The Philadelphia Eagles have won the NFC Championship by the final score, the Eagles 31, the 49ers 7. Attention, air traffic control. A flock of Eagles is heading to Arizona.
Fly, Eagles, fly. All over the world to victory.
Wow. That was Jalen Hurts at the ouch. So much to talk about here. This was, I realize it was not the prettiest game you'll ever see. You were there. A lot of delays, penalties. Oh, the mess.
Undisciplined, but 49ers.
Undisciplined to the max. In fact, we'll just start with Nick Sirianni challenged a major play, the Purdy fumble, earlier in the game. And Kyle Shanahan did not challenge the Devontae Smith catch.
Couldn't believe it.
And here's what we can now tell you. Devontae did not catch the ball. Joe Wechter, who's got an eagle eye, literally, for this thing, saw Devontae jump up. Now, you were right there. Look clean from where you are. You were sitting right near where he caught it, right, Rube?
Right at it. He did it right at us.
All right, but here's the thing. When they finally showed it after the next play, right when Devontae gets up, he's smacking his fists together like, go to the line, jump, don't give them a chance to challenge us. It was a fourth down play. If they challenged, they would have seen it wasn't a catch, and instead it would have been 7-7, and these guys got the ball at midfield.
Yeah, the only clue that I had was that they moved so quickly to the line. I thought to myself, I looked around at the guys I was with, and I was like, wow.
Well, he knew he didn't catch it. It was great that they did that because that non-challenge gave the Eagles a chance to keep going with that drive.
Huge.
And there were so many other things that happened there. So they go up 7, nothing. Everybody's happy. Purdy looks like he's out, which is a big benefit. And then McCaffrey comes down and scores a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the truth, Al. At that moment, I was getting dark thoughts. I see it headlines. Niners win with fourth string quarterback.
Oh, God.
But were you wondering about that? Because McCaffrey was the only threat on that field.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, this Josh Johnson guy's been with 8 teams.
Yeah. I was texting my friends. The first thing I texted him was that
I like this
game, but I'm scared about McCaffrey because he can literally take over a game.
And then two things happen in the defining drive of this game that were remarkable to watch. The first was, oh, my God, 4th and 1 from your own 34. No way, Rhea.
I was shocked.
No way. They don't have a quarterback, and you're going to give him the ball in field goal range?
Yeah, the punter was already giving them the ball,
every
time. They didn't need any more help.
No, that was the scariest moment in this football game, and here's what happened.
This is very, very dangerous. They're lining up for a quarterback sneak. They come forward, and they push and they shove, and we will wait to see.
They got it.
Yeah, I think he got it.
They got it.
That is dangerous territory just outside the 30-yard line.
That is very scary.
He's got cojones.
Now, look, Nick is not Ante. He's on the mark. You understand they're partying right now.
Yeah.
But Nick, I don't know what – you think analytics told him to do that out? Does analytics take into account they don't have anyone to throw a football?
I think his punter told him to do it.
His punter stinks, too.
Yeah, he's awful.
All right, so anyway, that was – I'm sorry, man. That was hot. Hold your heart kind of moment. Mm-hmm. But they got through
they got it.
Afterwards, Nick explained why he did it.
When you go for it on fourth down, you put yourself in those scenarios all week. We have so many meetings about that, of what we're going to do in these scenarios, calls we might call, what we would call if we've already called that and everything like that. So, all right, so you put yourself through those calls. But at the end of the day, you make the decision because you trust the people
there are out there doing the job. And I trust Jason Kelce. I trust Isaac. I trust Landon. I trust Jalen to go do what they did right there in that scenario.
I'm sorry. I was nervous as hell. And it made me – I can't believe they did that. They got away with it because it sustained the drive. And the second element of that drive, four major penalties.
It was unbelievable.
Against the Niners. And these were significant penalties. These were defensive pass interference, hands to the face, illegal use of hands, and face mask. Four major penalties. That was the main thrust of the drive that put them ahead 14-7.
What was great about that was every penalty, and Rube, I'm sure it was the same where you were, we were all screaming what the penalty was.
You saw it. The face mask was so obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. In second half, then they knocked down Josh Johnson. He fumbled the ball. Reddick clawed it. We're going to get into the whole thing with Reddick. Hassan Reddick is my favorite Eagle right now. That guy makes so many huge plays. He has on the season now 19 and a half sacks.
Yeah, it's a
this guy's amazing.
Would you like me to give you those numbers that he had in the first half
alone?
Three tackles, two sacks, quarterback hit, tackle for a loss, forced fumble, and a recovered fumble in the first half.
Unbelievable. He took control of the game. Yep. Nick Bosa is the best defensive player in football. Not yesterday. After the game, after all the thrills that Jeff Lurie's up there and Terry Bradshaw's. Yeah, that wasn't too great.
Oh my God. Apparently,
Al, he's dealing with some health issues. And they want to make sure he got one more big moment. So I'm going to be okay with that. Here's Hurts on the stands. I don't remember him smiling this year, but he was smiling then. Listen to him.
Let's take a moment to show love to these fans.
Yeah, check this out.
And let's go!
All right. Then he made it clear. This has been his credo the whole year. It's not about him.
It's been a lot. You know, I'm not going to make this about me, man. This city, this is a special city. They deserve everything that's going on. This is a special city. We got one more.
And then, in an unusual moment, Al, he broke into song.
I know. It's
now, I have always allowed you to call off singing.
Yeah.
So if you would like to call a halt to the proceedings, it is understandable because some of these notes are not the correct ones. In fact, some of the words are not the correct ones either. But here is his stirring rendition from the podium of the Eagles fight song.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to
It was quite a night. It was an extraordinary situation for everybody who loves that team. And why don't we go right now? There's going to be a lot of calls out today. Mm-hmm. Keep your calls as short as you can so I can get as many people in as I can. But we have to start with our leader, the leader of the Dirty Dirty, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going our way.
Now, Jason, you have already proven you're a finer song stylist than Jalen Hurts. Jason, what do you feel right now?
Please believe it.
All right. What do you feel right now, Jason?
Angelo, I am over the moon. Mr. Aerobic proved his name. He was absolutely irrelevant, all right? All week long, we heard about the number one defense, San Francisco. Please, we took them we tore them apart, all right? And we took care of business for four quarters.
It's beautiful, Jason. Jason, the Philadelphia Eagles will face their old coach who never won here in 14 years in the Super Bowl. Is that a perfect ending to this?
It sure is, Angelo. And Angelo, be prepared. We have you for 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
3 more weeks, Angelo.
I can say is,
Patrick, go home.
I love it. Jason, would you give me an Eagles cheer, please?
Here we go. Are you ready? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I love it, nice. Jason. Congratulations. Al, I just, while he was on, I thought of the slogan for this Super Bowl for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so perfect. I can't wait to receive your praise.
I can't.
On a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The time is ours.
That's pretty good.
Rube?
I like it. I like
the
it.
The time is ours.
Yeah.
He always says it. Time is yours. You're right, Andy. The time is ours. You with me, Rube? You with me, Rube?
I'm with him.
215-592-9494. You know how this works. All right, welcome back at 6:22. Right, a couple of things here. Number one, Al, you know who I wish I was right now?
Where?
In bed between the Kelsey parents.
Oh,
right? Dad on one side, mom on the other, and I'm in the middle. Because that has to be the happiest bed in history. Do you realize no brothers have ever faced each other in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
But it will happen in Arizona in 13 days when Jason Kelce faces Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Al, I mean, there's being proud. But this is next level stuff.
Yeah.
How proud are you that you got? And do I have to remind you? This is, Al, if you're looking for like an article from Sea Isle to the Super Bowl. Because
well,
they
right.
were both with us
yep.
last summer.
Yep.
At the OD, and they both showed up. Jason was there as part of our show, and Travis came on. You
yeah.
remember that? Did anybody think that we'll be seeing these guys more when they get to the freaking Super Bowl? Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
And one other thing. And, you know, whenever others are, I don't know, verklempt, unhappy, a little upset, Al, it brings me additional joy. And there's a huge controversy this morning. In New York City, because there's all sorts of theories on this, but all I'll do is report the facts. The Empire State Building, last night, the top part of it was Eagle Green.
Yep, no way.
As an homage to the Giants' rivals. And among others, Mike Vaccaro, great columnist for the New York Post, is beyond living.
Do you think your son and your grandkids were upset?
He said everybody in New York is livid. Apparently, they've done this before,
yeah.
but not in a year where the Eagles ruined their team. See, when the Eagles beat the Giants, you should not be honoring the team that ended your season.
No.
But they did. And that seems to be a little bit of an issue in New York. And if they're unhappy today, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the other's pain. Anyway, Ava Graham, Joe Wechter provided this question.
Yes.
It's a damn good one because we should all be asking ourselves this question. The real hero of this story is Howie Roseman, in case you were wondering. Howie Roseman built this roster. His own owner said, Al, this was the best Eagles team.
Yeah.
Lurie said it. Joe, let me play that because people want to hear that. Jeff Lurie, who really speaks – here's what he said about this team.
I felt it before our first game of the year. I really felt this was the best team we've ever had. And you got to stay reasonably healthy, but incredible leadership, dynamic young quarterback, great coaching, offense, defense, you know, not many weaknesses, and dedicated, humble players. And I saw it, but you got to, it's a long season, as you know, Mike.
Very good way of capturing it by the owner. And just a tremendous moment for his franchise. Tremendous moment. Ava Graham, what is our question?
It's brought to you by Armand Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armand Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at armandchevy.com. Who was the best offseason pickup by Eagles GM Howie Roseman?
Jeez.
A.J. Brown, Hassan Reddick, James Bradbury, C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
All the above.
There are others. Dominican Sue is really good there. There is one clear-cut winner, but it's a two-horse race, I think. But all of those guys have made major. Bradbury ended up, Al, being better than Slay. Slay isn't much the last half of the season. Bradbury's still making big plays. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, do you know he ended the season? He only played a little more than half the season. Had the most interceptions.
Yeah.
Six. Anyway, there, you vote. We'll decide. We'll probably add some more questions later. Ray Dittinger's coming up at 7 today.
Yeah.
You do not want to miss that. And let's go right back to the phones. Keith is out of Life for the Northeast. Hi, Keith.
Angela, morning, Keith.
Did you go on our dime yesterday?
Absolutely. I was one of the lucky winners on Thursday.
Nice.
All right, give me a report on what you experienced.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. It was nice to meet Rhea there. And, yeah, something I'll never forget, man. It was unbelievable.
Keith had front row seats.
Oh, wow. All right, Keith, start by walking through the parking lot. Was it a party atmosphere?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got there early enough. We parked at the Citizens Bank lot. It was nuts. It was funny. One guy, he was with his – it was a 49ers fan. He's with a couple of Eagles guys, and someone yelled out, "Get better friends." It was funny.
All right. By the way, there is – Rube, the thing that you show me, is that viral?
Joey Bosa, the idiot
brother of overrated Nick Bosa, was trolled massively outside the ballpark. That was delightful as well. So, Keith, were you nervous? When it was 7-7, the Eagles were going for it. They were all 34. Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said it. Once they got that first down, I was like, this is their drive. I knew they were going to score, but I was like, oh, my God. What did they go for it here? Then, it all worked out. It was unbelievable, man. And that guy, the guy with the foot injury that you guys gave a ticket to, he was the man, too. He was nuts.
That was Dave. Remember, we had him in studio?
Dave.
He was a party.
Oh, he was a wild guy. Keith, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was great. Now, Rube, I got to turn to you here because you were there in the stands.
Yes, sir.
And you were there for the tremendous Phillies run where literally the Phillies signed free agents because they heard the incredible din, the electricity at Citizens Bank Park. Yep. Was it there yesterday?
Close. Very close.
Close.
Yeah.
Rhea, close? Oh, what did you feel?
It was the crowd definitely brought from, a lot of times they get after the offense on third down. They started it from first down.
They sure did.
And at one point, Johnson, the backup quarterback, you could see him on TV going, I can't hear. I can't hear.
Three
can't
delays.
Play either.
Three delays. Yeah. I can't hear.
And can't
and
throw.
And I definitely can't throw. And I can't run. I can't play.
That is line of the day, Al. Right there.
I'm not even sure he actually was concussed.
But that,
I think he just said, let me out of here.
I think the Eagles crushed him. Yeah. But that coach should be sued for non-compete.
Well, what exactly about Shanahan?
You can't into a football game for a half and not have somebody that can throw the football.
That was unusual.
Jesus!
Made it a little easier on Mr. Gannon.
My God!
When it was 21-7 at the half and I knew they couldn't throw the ball.
Oh, Lord!
That makes it easier.
How about having two playoff games at home without a worry?
Yeah, that was a
it's the fourth quarter. How about being able to celebrate?
That's crazy.
And relax.
That's crazy.
For the end of games. It's just unbelievable.
I don't think I relax very much.
Oh, God.
My ass was kind of tight the whole time.
Commando Carbon is on the line. Hi, Commando Carbon.
What's up, Morning Crew?
Commando, how do you feel right now?
Oh, it's just unbelievable. When they went to the Super Bowl 2017-2018, I was born on St. Patrick's Day. That's the 17th. I watched my cousin's movie, Invincible, the night before every playoff game.
Oh,
we won. This year, it's Super Bowl 57, and I was born in 1950.
Oh, my
we
God.
We didn't lose.
Commander Carmen, and is it accurate to say that right now you are calling me wearing no underwear?
I'm driving a fuel truck heading over to Walt Whitman Bridge, going to one of my stops in Jersey.
You're feeling loose, huh?
No, he does not believe in underpants. He doesn't enjoy
pretty free and easy.
I love it. Commander Carbon, congratulations.
Hey, listen, can I say one thing?
Please.
My mom, God bless her soul, she's a double date with Vince's mom and dad. And she goes, I don't know who played his father, but Vince's father, Kingy, was a handsome man. He was movie star handsome.
That's really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Vince is pretty good looking, too. I tell you, wasn't that Greg Kinnear? I think Greg Kinnear.
Oh, Greg Kinnear played Vermeil.
He played Dick Vermeil. Yeah. All right. I don't know. Commando Carbon, thank you for pointing out the gorgeousness of Vince Papale's family. On the line now, ladies and gentlemen, is a delighted sign man, John.
Yes.
Hi, Johnny.
You are looking live at St. Thomas Stadium. I have no voice left.
One more to go, John. You got 2 weeks to get those vocal cords in shape. What was it like for you yesterday?
Phenomenal. After the 8 minute, they had about a 7-8 minute drive to go up by 28-7. And like Al said, it was like the end of the third quarter for a 15-minute celebration.
So the whole fourth quarter was just a party.
Party, people taking pictures. It was just waiting.
How great is that? That never
That's
happened.
So good.
In 2 weeks in a NFC championship game.
Two times.
John, you didn't have to get nervous either game.
Well, I was nervous in the game, really.
Yeah, I was very, I was actually kind of bitching earlier in the game when it was 7-7 yes. And McCaffrey was the only threat and he was still running amok. And then they tightened things up and it was over.
We had some tense moments. We had a couple possessions back in our territory, a turnover. Who knows what happens. But
yeah.
What a game. A season.
It was wonderful. And you know what this means, John? We get one last. You are looking live a week from Friday.
If you remember when I told you we were going to do this,
yep.
I said, Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. It's your final year. We beat Andy Reid.
Right.
He's out of timeouts. That's the icing on the cake.
I love it. Simon, John, congratulations, my friend.
And I'll see you next. I'll talk. Love you guys.
Now, there's one thing, Al, I'm wondering, because Friday, Borgata brought out a beautiful cake for me.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
I told them. I said, you know, you're going to.
And I told
that
them
gorgeous. That was
what
really
I what I said to those people was I need more cake.
Yeah, they're going to bring it.
So I think I need a cake each of the next two Fridays.
Two?
Well, there's two more Fridays. Huh. Then the game, then one last week, and then sayonara. But if the Eagle, I'm going to tell you something right now. Al, I think I'm checking right out of this world if they beat Andy Reid. Al, what is going to happen in my life that would be a highlight
more
than
perfect
the
ending.
Eagles beating Reid at the Super Bowl?
Perfect ending.
Good versus evil.
It'd be the Elway ending, right?
Beautiful. Jerry, the truck horn guy, is up next. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, it's fully back on hold. I can't talk right now.
All right. Hold on. I'll put him on hold. He needs a minute. Bernadette is up from Tabernacle. Hi, Bernie.
Good morning, Angelo, Al.
Good morning.
Ruben.
Are you happy, Bernie?
Happy?
Yeah.
I'm more than happy. I'm like super ecstatic.
Is this, Bernie, this is even better than we dream, right?
Well, Angelo, I told you back on Halloween when they were 7-0, I said they're going to go all the way. They have to do it for you. You're going to go out with a bang.
All right, I want to clear something up right now before this goes any further.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely 0% of the motivating factor for a team that has hated me my entire tenure here.
Jason Kelce doesn't. I saw Jason after
Kelce
the game.
Jason Kelce likes me. Brandon likes me.
Howie said he had you back.
Howie
did. But generally speaking, if you go from ownership down, right?
Yeah.
No, they don't. Well, they're not doing it for me, Bernie. Yeah. I promise you.
Angelo.
Yes.
We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
And we're going to beat Big Red. How about that, Bernie? I love it. Bernadette, congratulations. Listen, Ruben Amaro has Andy Reid's cell phone number.
Mm.
Could you send him out a text for me this morning?
What would like me to say?
Bleep you.
Not happening.
215-592-9494. When we return, Rhea's going to. All right, 6:42 is your time. I would like to dismiss a very weird suggestion that's going around the city of Philadelphia today.
What is that?
In honor of the fact that your green Philadelphia Eagles are playing your red Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Al, somebody has proposed that we have all the traffic lights be only green.
Well, that would cause confusion.
Yeah.
Stop.
You thought the city couldn't get any crazier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got green today.
Yeah.
it'd be like in Venezuela. Yeah,
no, no, this person then started, I started to explain to him, like, you understand.
Yeah.
If they're all green, nobody's going to ever stop.
He there'll said, be some
oh,
action.
Yeah.
There would be some action. No, stop.
Take me back,
I don't
Joe.
Think that's a good idea. All right. Anyway, now I need a moment. Rhea, feel free at any point if you want to break it to a rendition of the Temple fight song. My God, Hasan Redick. You, Ruben Amaro, you, one of the things you did very well and very often was sign big free agents.
Yep.
Can you remember any free agent in any team in his first year have the kind of impact that Redick had instantaneously in the city where he played football at Temple?
No, he's got
19 and
in
a
the same
half
city
sacks.
Where Roy Halladay was pretty good his first year.
All right, but here's the thing. So you go into the game, and you got Hasan Redick, who's got 16 sacks in a regular season, two more in the Giants game. And Hasan Redick is not the defensive player of the year. That's Nick Bosa. All right?
Now, what'd he do?
He did nothing. Mm-hmm. Nick Bosa did not register any sacks of any kind. He made a couple of tackles. That's all he did in the whole game.
Three tackles, one assist.
Meanwhile, here's what Redick did. It starts with the play that screwed the Niners because they had no one left to throw the ball. Here's that play.
A lot of fake pressure coming. Purdy, Dak, floating in the air. Is it picked? No, hit the ground.
San Francisco's doctors looking. We're going to look at this. I'm looking at it real time. Yeah, he was hit right there on his wrist, and that's where the doctors were looking, guys, on that right arm. We'll keep you updated.
Josh Johnson, the backup quarterback, is in. Brock Purdy was warming up, Greg, and then it looks like he's saying here that he can't throw. He can't do it. Aaron told us about the wrist injury on that sack by Redick. Oh, my goodness, what a turn of events.
What a clean shot.
Phenomenal.
You knew right away Purdy was hurt?
I did. With the way he was hit, I had a pretty good view of it. I thought that he may not come out, and sure enough,
that was it.
That
he
was
tried
huge.
To throw out the sideline. He ended up coming back in the game, but couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards.
No.
He said after the game, the longest I could throw it was 10 yards.
Yeah,
and
not good.
And that was fairly obvious from right away, and then the Eagles could just play up more, and he was screwed.
Yeah.
They had nothing they could do.
Game over.
The game was over with that hit. But anyway, that wasn't the end of Redick, however.
No.
Because then Al Johnson came in the game. He looked a little shell-shocked. He had not even signed with the Niners until December.
God.
Right, Al, he was a journeyman.
How many places has he been?
Well, they were already on. Purdy was their third stringer. This is their fourth stringer.
Yeah.
And Redick said, well, I may as well welcome him in. And here's
Johnson
what he
under center on second down. Johnson fakes. He's back. Reddick's got him again. Another sack for Redick down to the 10-yard line.
Haas Redick once again. Oh, my goodness. This guy is so good at getting to the quarterback. Such a nose. That's now 18 sacks on the season for Haas Redick.
Here's the thing now. I almost got the ball. When he went down at the end of the play, he had the ball.
Yeah.
And it was hard to tell whether Johnson was down before Redick pulled it away from, but he just crushed him.
Yep.
And I go, well, he didn't get the ball. A little while later, he did. I don't even know how he got this one out. Because he was not involved in the original play. It's a snap butchered by Josh Johnson and then a scramble. Here's that play.
First and 10, 49ers. Johnson is throwing. He fumbles the snap, goes down and gets it. That could have been a disaster. He got it. Now, the Eagles say they had. Let's see. I thought Johnson was on top of it, but then
Marcus
there
Epps
was
is
more...
very comfortable that the Eagles have the football.
And they do. Oh, my. Second turnover of the game.
And that was that. That was it. You understand, the Eagles had the ball in their territory. They were in to score 21-7 at the half. That was the game right there. Redick was involved in three massive plays that took a game that was still worrisome despite the quarterback issues the Niners had and obliterated.
And here's the amazing thing. Everybody talks about what a genius Kyle Shanahan is.
Yep.
He had a backup tight end to block Redick.
Yeah.
I mean, that it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I didn't understand
both
that.
Of the sacks were tight ends were blocking. You can't do that. You can't do that.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, you put a tight end with the tackle.
Yes.
Don't do it with just the tight end. And Haason Reddick is so fast. Oh, my God. Wait till he gets his hands on Mahomes. Ben's up from Montgomeryville. Hi, Benny.
Hey, Angelo. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ben. How are you?
I told you all season we're going to the Super Bowl. I called it.
You knew it from the beginning. I don't know how you do it, Ben. You were amazing with those predictions.
It's part of autism. It's amazing. Andrew, listen, do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Who is Mr. Beast?
He's a YouTuber. He's a famous YouTuber. He gives his credit card away. He gives different stuff away. My dream is to have Mr. Beast send me to the Super Bowl, and I hope it happens.
All right, so, Ben, you are making a pitch right here to get tickets to – I can't even imagine what
I'd be careful
cost.
About emailing a guy named Mr. Beast.
Al, it's kids like my age, they know – I heard all about him yesterday.
All right.
For a half
hour. Be just for one ticket, and I'm just taking a guess. 5 G's? Maybe more?
6, I think I saw this morning.
$6,000.
Gotta go north of that.
You want Mr. Beast to pay $6,000 for Ben from Montgomeryville can go?
Sure.
Mr. Beast is gonna make it happen. He's gonna make it happen. Right. I feel it.
Well, I gotta be honest, Ben. You were the first one to predict this, so he should, take account on that. I wish you well with that, Ben. I hope you get it. Rocco's up for the Dirty 30. Hi, Rocco.
Angelo!
But you sound pretty happy, Rocco.
I'm happy. And then my condolences to Joe Ector. He's got to put up with you for 3 more weeks.
He's not thrilled.
Yeah.
But Rocco, you were there, right?
Absolutely.
What was it like? Tell me. You were at the vet. You were here for 17. You were there yesterday. How does it compare?
I think we were the loudest ever in that first quarter yesterday than I can remember. I'm going to be totally honest with you. There wasn't anybody, nobody was sitting down. Nobody was sitting down, and it was just phenomenal. And everything went our way.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the toss. We drove all the way down the field. We got calls going our way. It was just an incredible, incredible game that the 49ers lost all composure. And I got to tell you, I understand the storylines with Andy Reid and the Kelce brothers. But for me, the storyline is Haason Reddick.
Yeah. Tell me what you're feeling about that young man right now, Rock.
Homegrown, Temple walk-on, and I get the MVP of the league argument, but the MVP to the Eagles this year has been Haason Reddick.
And I'll just say, if you're in Camden or around Camden, you should be very proud today.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
Jersey
hometown.
Pride. Jersey
it's,
pride,
it's a beautiful
buddy.
Thing, Rocco. Rocco, it's a beautiful thing. And you're saying to me, vet, prime time, those massive games in the 90s, it's 2017 here, the magical run. You think first quarter yesterday, loudest ever at the link?
Absolutely. And then to mark this Super Bowl, this Wednesday I'm going out and buying a brand new 75-inch TV to watch the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Wow. I like it. Rocco, give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Love it. On the line, ladies and gentlemen, even before 7, the legendary Eagles, Shirley. Hi, Shirl.
Hey, Ange family. Good morning, everybody. And I'm screaming loud, and I hope I wake him up.
All right, let's talk about your idiot cousin. Was your cousin present yesterday? Her cousin is a Niners fan. What is he saying right now, Cheryl?
Jonathan, he wore his 49ers sweater, and he was in the game, but he had to shut up often and soon in a whole lot.
Right. Is he eating crow today, Cheryl? What do you think?
He congratulated us. You know, it's good sportsmanship, you know.
Right.
He played football in Alabama and all that, so he know the deal.
Shirley, is he at all pleased with his coach, Shanahan?
So.
No, he had, I think I saw some tears in his eyes, so I left him alone a little bit, you know.
But my brother
Sherman did.
No, I need more on the tears in the eyes, because, see, these jackasses on Friday desecrated the Rocky statue.
Yeah.
You understand? These 49ers came in here. I was out with them Thursday. They said, you don't understand. We're taking over Philadelphia.
Yeah, right.
31-7, jackass. You're taking over what? You can't even throw the ball. Al, they had no one to throw the ball.
No, they didn't. They took bad penalties. They lost their composure. Ah. The defense was so mad at the head coach for making them go on the field every 35 seconds.
And I'll tell you something else, Ruben. If I see Trent Williams today, I'm knocking him on his ass.
You
How's
should.
That?
Oh,
I'm going to put him down.
I guarantee you will.
Shirley,
do
did you see that loser?
Listen, that's where the argument almost started, and I had to remember. We family. I said, that play that was dirty, what that guy did, he was wrong. I said, he better be lucky that he make it out of the link. My cousin, he going to make it out the link. I said, you better be lucky you make it in my house. You better stop talking trash.
I would have thrown him out of the house. Here's the actual thing. Here's what happened, Charlie. Listen to this.
You know, there's a lot of pushing and shoving going on, and why don't they just cool it and let this game come to its fitting conclusion? It has been disowned. Now they're going to get
now
the
that
flag.
That makes
now.
No sense.
They get the flag. The 49ers get the flag.
So Trent Williams this time just takes one of the Eagles and he slams him on his back. And that guy should be eliminated from the game.
Oh, he sure should.
All right. It was Kayvon Wallace, Shirley.
Yes.
And then they threw Wallace out because all he did was jump up and try to defend himself.
I know.
Then Trent Williams needs his ass kicked, and so does your cousin.
Hmm. I said, you know what? At the end of the day, we were so angry when that happened because the way the guys really get hurt playing the game, and for Trent Williams to do something like that, something more need to be besides a fine. He could have really injured that guy.
Yes,
he could have really took that guy out of here. And for him to be that angry because y'all was losing the way y'all was losing, because our defense was tearing y'all up, was making y'all look like little kids, at the end of the day, you don't take your anger out on a man that's standing in defense. Just pull her back like that.
That's exactly
right, Angelo.
I'm
so
with
angry.
You, and I'll tell you, Al, if he had, he should have attacked his own coach, Kyle Shanahan, because that guy screwed the whole game up, Cheryl. He should have beat up that guy if he was that mad.
Yes, he did. All day long. Listen, you saw them on the sidelines when the game was really over. You saw them, like, sad. Listen, at the end of the day, I don't know what y'all thought. Y'all was going to come into the link, come into our stadium, into our city with all those awesome fans here. I heard y'all over the TV, but I don't know who y'all thought y'all was about to play. Y'all forgot. We're the Philadelphia Eagles. We, like, Hurts said it best. He said, I'm not hungry. I'm starving for this. And everybody felt that. Whoever stepped out on that field on the Eagles, offense, defense, special teams, thank God they felt it. They felt in 49ers, y'all was not going to come in with Purdy. That's what I said on Friday. What did I say? Did you see the saliva
you
coming out of his mouth?
You said it, Shirley. You
did
knew.
Did you see the saliva coming out of his mouth?
I love it, Cheryl. I'm running out of time in this segment. Could you give me a strong one? Because we're going to the Super Bowl.
We're going to the Super Bowl. E-I-G-L-E-S. Super Bowl bound again, baby. Eagles. I love you all.
Love you, Cheryl.
Have a blessed day. God bless.
Cheryl, two more weeks of excitement in this town. 215-592-9494. We come back, Al. The legend is back, Ray Nittinger.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.